T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Bills training camp opens today. Sal Capaccio joining us live, Bills beat reporter for WGR. And Sal, is this day one for you, or is day one the first preseason game?
Oh, day one started a long time ago for me, actually. Not even first preseason game. It would be, you know, it's 24/7. The NFL machine never stops, Susan, right? We got, before training camp, we have free agency, we have the draft, we have OTAs, we have mini camps. But I think, to your point, this would really be day one. This is when my summer officially ends, I guess you'd say, right? I mean, like, it's practice every day. It's going out there. It's covering the team. It's interviews, reporting on them. This is the official start of football season for people like me.
You know, there's such a different feel to training camp this year. And I'm not just talking about it being here in Orchard Park versus St. John Fisher and, you know, that kind of stuff. But yeah, typically, we're talking about all the questions we have. You know, last year, can Josh Allen, you know, make that next big step and prove that he's worth it? There's all these position battles going on. I mean, Sal, this year, after what a great season the team had last year, and, you know, a lot of returning familiar faces, I feel like there's very few questions around this team when training camp's starting.
Yeah, look, I remember last year talking about all of the returning people and how that was going to really benefit the Bills. It's even more so this year. It really is. I mean, you look around this roster, the starting 22 is essentially intact. There are only maybe two spots that you'd say are really actually possibly up for grabs as far as starters. That would be left guard, and I think that's Cody Ford's job to lose, and that would be cornerback too, and I think that's Levi Wallace's job, you know, unless Dane Jackson steals it. Otherwise, pretty much everybody's here. They even re-signed their three big free agents that many people thought they would not be able to keep, all three of them. Right tackle Darrell Williams, right guard John Feliciano, linebacker Matt Milano, they're all back. And then, of course, the most amazing part of that is every single coach who is on this staff right now, guys, when have you ever heard this? Every single coach, nobody on staff is new. Nobody. They did not add a single coach from the outside to add to this coaching staff. Everybody's back. Brian Daboll, who many, including me, thought would not be here because he'd be a head coach in this league. Ken Dorsey, quarterback's coach. So they have the whole band together. It's cliche, but the band is back together again, and that is very rare to have that kind of continuity from top to bottom in the NFL.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's not many teams that could say that this year, right?
Hardly ever. So it just never happens. I mean, look, I got here in 2011 to start covering the team professionally when I moved back to Buffalo. And from 2011 through the first Sean McDermott year of 2017, that first year, he was the fourth coach in 6 years that I covered, right? And it's pretty crazy how much turnover they had. And with new coaches comes new coaching staffs, come new quarterbacks, all those kinds of things, new players, new direction, how you want to build your team. Well, guess what? Now we're going into year five of Sean McDermott. And other than the first couple years when him and Brandon Bean basically made a lot of roster turnover because they were trying to build it a certain way, this is where they've been. This is the team. This is what they've been building towards. It is very, very rare in football to have this kind of continuity at all.
All right, so that's the exciting part, I think, for a lot of fans heading into the season. But before that, obviously, training camp. Training camp begins today. What are some of the things that you're watching out for? Who do you have an eye on over the next few weeks?
Well, I think that fans will look right at that cornerback two battle I just talked about, which is, you know, can the second-year Dane Jackson overtake Levi Wallace? Levi Wallace has played 35 NFL games since earning a roster spot in 2018. He's started every one of them. That means he has not been a backup, which means that every single time they've thrown competition his way, he's fought it off. And I think that's going to be a really fun and interesting battle to watch. And maybe we'll see Dane Jackson, you know, get more playing time as the season goes on and eventually start. But I think that's Levi's job to lose. For me, I think the defensive line group, especially defensive end, like, what are they going to do? They have so many numbers. They drafted two guys, their top two picks, Greg Rousseau and Boogie Basham. They signed F.A. Obada, who I think is going to be a major impact on how they do things. You still have Jerry Hughes. You still have Mario Addison. Last year's number one pick, second round, actually, A.J. Epinesa. Like, what are you going to do with that group? That's pretty interesting. And then the back end of the wide receivers is going to be really fun as well. I think the guys that are entrenched as starters, as locks, I should say, as to make the team are Stephon Diggs, Cole Beasley, Gabriel Davis, and Emmanuel Sanders. But after that, boy, guys, you got to fight. Isaiah McKenzie, Jake Kumerow, Duke Williams, Isaiah Hodgins. They could keep one. They could keep two. Somebody's going to be left, multiple people, without a chair when the music stops.
All right, so the players arrived yesterday, Sal, and you know, the Bills were posting video on social media showing player after player arriving, right? But without a doubt, one of the most players featured was Cole Beasley. Was that on purpose?
I wouldn't doubt it. I think it's very strategic what goes into a lot of that stuff these days, right? Why wouldn't it be? I think, you know, the people who run social media accounts for teams and organizations, there's usually not an accident when things like that happen. And I think it was definitely wanting to show that the team is together. They're happy. They're smiling. They're brothers. And even though we've heard a lot from Cole and about Cole this offseason, and then, you know, he even had something where he quote tweeted Jerry Hughes on social media. There was question, are they fighting? They weren't. There was, you know, that happens, but it's certainly something I think that garners a look and raises eyebrows. I would not doubt. And I think it's a good observation by you to say, like, he was featured in that. And I wouldn't doubt at all if it was, hey, let's show that, you know, his teammates love him and this is not about his teammates or the locker room whatsoever.
Yeah, Sal, I'm wondering where what you thought of this. I think the whole, you know, locker room issues, Cole Beasley's tweets has been overblown by, you know, this is my opinion, a lot of people who spend a lot of time online. And, you know, that's where they live their life. And anything that goes on online is to them, you know, as real as, you know, an actual interaction. Do you think that there is any problem in the locker room to watch out for, or is maybe the problem more just a coach pulling aside Cole Beasley and saying, hey, you might want to just cool it on the tweets a little bit?
Well, that might happen. I don't know. But I'll tell you guys this. You know, I just talked about all the coaches that I've covered, and going back to even, you know, growing up in Buffalo, I will tell you, my experience in sports, whatever. I think Sean McDermott, his greatest strength is bringing people together. And he has a very, very, very strong locker room. Since he got here day one, it's all been about building a strong locker room, building a culture. And the reason you do that is because when things do start to go awry, you can rely on the backbone and the strength of your locker room that you've built. You know, if you don't have that, you're going to have problems. And I think that, sure, there could be some discussions. There need to be behind closed doors. Maybe they go to Cole Beasley, and maybe you don't have to. Cole has said once the season starts, he's not going to tweet about it because he doesn't want to be on his social media. You know, we can all sit here and say he shouldn't have been tweeting anyway, or, you know, putting all that stuff out there. But I think Sean McDermott, once he gets there today, yesterday it started, I think it's all about football. And he's going to reiterate that message to his team. And let's be honest, and let's remember, this is a group. This football locker rooms are made up of, and right now, 90 people who come from all different walks of life, all different backgrounds, socioeconomic backgrounds, religions, politics, all those kinds of things. It's hard. It's hard on management to make sure that all of that stays on track and everybody pulls in one direction. But Sean McDermott's done a great job of that so far, and I don't expect anything different.
He speaks today, doesn't he, to the players and the media? Do you think
he'll speak to the media today, yes, at 8:30 a.m.
Okay.
I'm sorry, at 9:15 a.m. Okay. Brandon Bean at 8:30. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm just wondering, does he try to put a lid on this whole COVID thing with the team today?
I don't know. We're all wondering the same thing, Susan. Like, what does he say about it? My guess is, and I think Sean and Brandon have both been very upfront and honest this entire offseason about it. Sean's even going so far to say, like, hey, look, I'm vaccinated. Brandon's vaccinated. The Pegulas are vaccinated. We're trying to educate our club. Talking about, you know, going in a better direction when we spoke with them a second time. So I think they've been upfront. They've been honest. But it's certainly not something they want to be talking about all the time. So I think they'll do that. They'll address it. They'll try to be as honest as they can. But at the same time, my prediction is Sean McDermott's going to want to make sure he tells the media and sends a message through to his team through the media that they're there for football now. And no matter what their view is on this entire thing, it doesn't change the fact that they have to practice every day and prepare to win football games.
Sal, I know you keep a running update on WGR's website and, of course, your Twitter and a whole bunch of other places. You might want to make just a separate page for just Christian Wade only. And you can separate it from the rest. Just for those of us looking for that.
You know what's funny is I've been the person that always has to tell people when they tell me, oh my God, Christian Wade. I'm like, come on, like, he's not going to make the roster. You know, this is a fun story. But I will be honest with you here today, this year, and say, I think there's a greater than zero chance that he makes it. Like, I don't completely, absolutely discount him. He's still a long shot, though. He's a fun story. He looked good in OTAs and minicamp. He's learned a lot, but he's 30 years old now, and he's still never played an actual NFL game, and he's still raw. I don't predict he's going to make the team. I don't think he will, but he is a great story. Either way, he'll probably still be on the practice squad. He'll be a part of the team. They love having him around. But this isn't just a feel-good story anymore. He is competing for a job, and I'm excited to see him out there, actually.
Yeah, I am careful cracking that door open even a little bit, because now we're coming running in, Sal.
I just did, I guess.
We know you got to run. Thanks so much for being with us this morning. Sal Capaccio, Bills beat reporter, joining us live on the first day of training camp.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.